Okay, chapter 9, bonus section, mapping journeys. So, this one's really important for me. Go ahead.
And this is, I'll be honest with you, because of my, I'm an artist by trade. The way that I think, I'm super creative, sometimes to my detriment. But this is one of my favorite chapters. I just got to say that.
I'm laughing because he's like, sometimes to my detriment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, mapping journeys for me were really, really important. Because I needed a visual of what was going on. Like, how do we take our employees through onboarding? How do we take our customers through their customer journey? What's that look like? How does it work? And I think, you know, if you're not taking the time to see like the whole company as a whole, that's where we find gaps, right? And also with the process mapping, it helps your employees see that like, hey, my marketing efforts lead to someone closing a sale, and that the people delivering the product are affected by the salespeople overselling, underselling, like,
yeah,
or not selling, especially if you're paying commission-based stuff or pay for performance. And without having that whole visual, they're not going to see how their job relates to another, how it feeds directly into the next.
Yeah. And what's really eye-opening is if you end up going through this and mapping it out, what you end up finding also in going through this exercise is visually, you're there connecting the dots. But you're going to notice and be like, wait a second, something seems off here. You can't really put your finger on it, but you're like, there should be an extra step right here through this handoff. You're gonna start to see things and find things that actually were missing all along, but you just, because you were going through the motions of the day-to-day, it didn't really click.
Yeah, and you're going to see the gaps, like I said, where things just fall right through the crack.
Yeah.
Because there's no smooth handoff from like sales to scheduling or like sales to customer onboarding.
Yeah. And so I want to give an example of one thing that I experienced in doing this and mapping it out. Was one thing in particular was with our sales team over to, and again, this was for the software, but it was from the sales team over to our onboarding specialist or our account managers. There was no clear handoff in really getting things to connect the right way. There was this friction, there was this disconnect that built up, and we ended up having to basically re-engage or resell ourselves in that relationship. There was no exchange of notes. There was no exchange of this feeling or like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and hand you off to, you know, so-and-so. They're going to do great. They didn't really represent us well, but
yeah. Well, I think, you know, this goes into the growth markers, right? And it's growth marker 3. And that's when people kind of get that aha moment when the product is delivered.
It's experience them knowing that this was the right decision.
Yeah. So if you don't have great handoffs, where I'm going with this, if you don't have great handoffs, time kind of expands and it's like, okay, someone wants a cleaning or someone wants to buy your software. Great. Like, let me take your money. Let me, I'm going to have the scheduler reach out, or great. Like, we're going to onboard you. And there's no process to that. There's no flow. Falls through the gap. It could be 3 days later. Maybe they're scheduling their cleaning 2 weeks from now because you can't get them on the schedule because
yeah,
you're understaffed. The more time that passes between when money was exchanged and growth marker 3 hits, which is the realized value, they've got the service. The more time that passes between them giving you money and realized value, the less likely they are to stay. Like, the less likely they see the value in your product or service.
Yeah.
And so when we didn't have it mapped out, we saw like, oh my God, onboarding is taking like 2 weeks. Why? It should only take a week. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Like, we saw certain things because we saw those gaps from when the exchange of money happened to them being actually activated. And without having those process maps visual, you didn't see where the handoff kind of broke.
Yeah. Because without that visual, what you end up having is in your brain, and I think this goes with you with aphantasia.
You just assume, oh, they're going to do it.
But it goes into, not necessarily that it's an assumption, but there's a series of checklists that go on like, yes, first step is we talk to a customer. Second step is we close a deal. Third step is we onboard them. Yeah. But if you can kind of visualize this, or I have my fingers up here holding them as I go 1, 2, 3. But there's a lot of this in between that connects between the points. And so if you think about story points of, you know, from closing the sale to onboarding, what's the in between? How do you actually draw that line or pull that line in to the next step?
And who does it?
Is that's all that stuff that visualizing it, mapping it out can actually help you fill the gaps, fill the voids that you're assuming.
Yeah.
But that's not actually there or concrete to actually do.
And a checklist doesn't do that well.
No,
I know that because, you know, when they started process maps, I wanted to see it visually because I can't imagine it.
Yeah.
With aphantasia, I don't have the ability to like produce images in my brain. So I was a checklist person, but I'm like, dang, this is not working. Something's falling through the cracks. And we got into like drawing out visual maps of how does a process look if it was perfect?
Yeah.
Okay. Now what's our process look like?
And so I want to give you guys, this is special bonus section, and I want you to take this and run with it. I want to give you a tip, and this could really accelerate the way that you build your processes and you start that mapping process is every single thing that you do and you put down, you put a little box around it, and then you draw a line and put a box around the next thing. For every single line that connects each box, think to yourself, should something be in the middle here? What is the bridge? And so for every line, there has to be another thing to smooth it out.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.